We know it's a very common thing that when someone hangs up an invitation to a chasana in a public place, people write on it in handwriting, their own ksav yad, their own handwriting, that this is a public invitation, all the people in the shul, all my friends should come participate. So I once mentioned something very fascinating. The Chedushi Arim, in the Sefer Likutei Arim, they bring down many different invitations from his children and from his grandchildren, what the Chedushi Arim himself wrote on the invitations. In just about every single one, he wrote that I'm asking all the Hasidim to come participate in my Simcha in order to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. What does that mean? That means, as we said over many times in many different shiurim, that the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha is a mitzvah of action. Whatever you would like someone to do to you, you should do it to somebody else. And since when you make a simcha, you would like the people to come participate in your simcha, so it's a mitzvah da'iraisa of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, which is the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, to go participate in someone else's simcha, just like you would want someone to come to your simcha. But I want to add one more thing, which I didn't say over in this other shiur when I once mentioned this. And that is, in one of the invitations, from all those many, I said the common denominator is, he always writes, people should come to fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. But in one invitation, he adds the following. He says, why were Chazal koiveya, why did they make a special mitzvah of Simchas Chosan V'Kala? Why? So there's many pshatim that they made a mitzvah you should come participate in someone's simcha of chasan v'kala. Listen to what the Chedushi Arim says. You know why they picked special to come participate in someone else's simcha, a special mitzvah, midirabbanan? He says, because avada you're mekayim the mitzvah in the Torah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, joining someone's simcha, even if the rabbanan wouldn't make it a special mitzvah. He says, but mistama, Chazal did it, made a special mitzvah derabbanan, because they wanted to teach Klal Yisrael how to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. They wanted to teach you. They wanted to teach us how to be mekayim the mitzvah and Torah after the Chakamach, and they said, make sure to go to someone's chasana to make them happy, since you would want someone to come to you to make you happy. So they made it a special mitzvah in the Rabbanon. He says, why? To teach you how to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. But this is something very strong that I wanna focus on over here. And that is, there are many chasadim that Chazal could have said, it's a mitzvah in the Torah to do chesed. So the Rabbanon should say, it's a special mitzvah, go ahead and give somebody, in those days there was the horse and buggies, go pick up someone with a horse and buggy, give them a ride, make that a special mitzvah, the Rabbanon, to teach you how to do the mitzvah in the Torah of doing chesed. They picked on the mitzvah, simchas chasan v'kala. Why did they pick on that as a way to teach you how to fulfill the mitzvah of V'haftal Reicha Kamoicha? The answer is, because we've said over many times that the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha is whatever you want someone to do to you, to do to someone else. The greater your desire is someone should do it for you, the greater the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha is to do it back to somebody else. The greater, the more the person desires that, the greater the mitzvah after Echa Kamoicha is. And we've said over many times that the greatest desire of a person is that a person wants friendship. They want friendship. They want people to show friendship to them. That's a person's greatest desire. So therefore, the greatest way to fulfill V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha is to show someone else friendship. The same way that's your greatest desire, that's the greatest desire for somebody else. So that's the ultimate way to be mekayim v'yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, is to show someone friendship. And now, how do you show somebody that I consider you my friend? That is by participating in their simcha and showing them, yes, I consider you my friend. That's why I'm schlepping out to your vart that you're making for your child. That's why I'm schlepping to your chasana. That's why I'm schlepping to your bar mitzvah. Because I consider you my friend. I recently heard from someone, a very, very smart person. And you know what he said? Something that shook me a little. You know what he said? He said he made a simcha recently. And he said, and I found out who's real, my true friends and who's not my true friends. I saw who participated in my simcha and who didn't participate in my simcha. That's how I saw who my true friends are. And then he said, of course you have to be down the chavschos. People are busy. People couldn't make it. He says, but then I bumped into somebody who I consider a friend. And he didn't mention any mazel tov to me. So I figured, you know something? He didn't hear about the simcha. So I went over to him and said, you know, I get a mazel tov. Whatever, someone just became a kalav by me at my door. So the person says, oh, yeah, I know. I couldn't make it. So the person was thinking, one second. I mean, he knew about it. If he knew about it, so he should have tried to participate. If he couldn't participate, he should have at least picked up a phone and called me. If he couldn't do that when he bumped into me, he at least should have said mazel tov. He did neither of the three of the above. He says, so a phone call is so easy accessible to pick up a phone. Somebody else that I met told me something amazing. He said that, you know why I schlepped to people simchas? Because I also was once a bal simcha. And I saw how much it meant to me that people should show me the friendship that they're friends. Once I saw how much it meant to me, I realized I wanted people to schlep to me, so I should schlep to somebody else. This is what the Chiddush Yerim is telling us. That it's so, Chazal wanted to teach us how to be Mekayim V'Avta L'Reicha Kamoicha. See, when you want to make a simcha, you want people to participate to show that they consider you friends. You want people to show that you're not just related as cousins, you're a cousin that really feels for the other person. So therefore, how would you want someone to act to you? That's how you should act to them. Chazal wanted to teach you how to do it. So the next time, of course, we have Idan L'Chavschos, people are busy, they can't always make it. But how would you want someone to act to you if they can't make it? You would want them to give you a phone call. You would want them to show something that they feel, that you're their friend, that they want to show participation in your simcha. May we all be zoicha to be mekayim v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha, the way Chazal taught us to do.